Well, I think this is one of the big ironies of Russian engagement is that it's using democratic base to undermine democracy by trying to manipulate the outcomes of elections and therefore providing the veneer of legitimacy for leaders that it supports. But very effectively, I think, using disinformation to create tensions and polarization within a society, often, you know, creating negative attitudes towards a democratic leader and often towards democracy itself and promoting this notion that there's a trade-off between democracy and security. And so I think we've seen this in a number of places and again, to varying degrees, but clearly in Central African Republic, there's been a very close relationship between the Russians and President Faustin Archange Touadéra. As that relationship has grown, you know, Russia was very actively involved in Touadéra's re-election in December 2020. And in fact, there is now a Russian national security advisor in Central African Republic, and the Russian influence has just continued to grow such to a point that, you know, it isn't clear that the interest of Central African Republic citizens are being what's weighed by the leadership there. And it's more, you know, what's of the interest of the relationship between Touadéra and the Russians that is influencing policy. But we've seen, again, Russians heavily involved in the Guinea elections that led to Alpha Conde's third term. The Russians were actively involved in the Madagascar elections as well. And again, to varying degrees to a number of other places.
What are the strategic objectives of Russia in Africa, especially by establishing itself as a power broker in Libya and with close ties with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and other leaders in Africa?
I see several. One is Russia's trying to establish itself with a foothold in the southern Mediterranean, in Libya, Egypt, and deepening close ties with Algeria and gaining port access along the southern Mediterranean as a way of establishing itself on the southern flank of NATO. Russia is also working hard to try to get port access in the Red Sea. And so from a strategic standpoint, it will have a naval presence along some important chokehold for maritime commerce near the Suez Canal and the Bab el-Mandab, Djibouti, and Yemen. I think secondly, Russia is trying to assert itself as a great power by showing it can flex its muscles and have influence in Africa as part of being a global power. So as part of this, you know, it seeks to displace Western influences, especially French, to the extent that Russia can be an influential actor with some of these African leaders, that rapidly enhances Russia's influence. And I would say third, you know, Russia is trying to advance an alternative to democracy as a viable means of governing in Africa and globally, and to the extent that other, you know, non-democratic means of government are perceived as equally valid and legitimate, then that simply facilitates Russia's means of engaging, you know, at the elite level and with leaders who aren't accountable to their citizens.
Russia has been able to rapidly expand its influence in Africa because of Africa's weak checks and balances on executive power and African leaders who welcome Moscow's unconventional engagements. What's needed to curb Russia's destabilizing activity in the African continent?
Well, I think there's any number of things that can be done, you know, primarily within Africa to make itself less of a permissive environment by strengthening some of the checks and balances that guard against this foreign interference, and also to ensure that leaders are accountable to their citizens and not to a foreign power, and trying to reinforce democratic institutions within Africa so that an unaccountable leader can't simply strike these deals with a foreign power, in this case Russia, that are detrimental to the interests of its citizens. Another tangible project that could be undertaken is to prohibit the deployment of foreign mercenaries in Africa. You know, Africa already has a protocol prohibiting mercenaries that went into effect in 1985. And I think this convention needs to be applied, and it would limit the impact and the effect that these foreign fighters can have in shaping the governance context within Africa. I think it would be important to reemphasize the importance of transparent contracting. Part of the reason that Russia has had such a permissive environment is they're able to strike these deals in sort of backroom deals that aren't known to the public. I would throw out the importance of exposing disinformation. I think this is really poisoning the political dialogue atmosphere in many African countries and only contributes to more polarization. And so I would like to see ramped up capacity within Africa to expose disinformation, inform the public. As that happens, then to hold those who are responsible more accountable.